Mississippi had a little lamb.
Thank Christ that Will Kid's gone, right?
Oh god, what cheeky bad end.
Hello. You pressed play again. What is it that makes you listen to these episodes week after week? I don't know what it is. But anyway, we have got a crazy fun-filled show for you today.
Oh, man.
That was a lie. I completely lied. But coming up on the show, we've got news about a really crazy teenager who's obsessed with a certain celebrity. We'll find out what age kids stop believing in Santa. I mean, personally, I still believe in him. I don't know about you, Caleb.
You know, I see him in my dreams every night. He's a national treasure.
Lovely. And then we'll probably just make something up just to keep it going. So, all in all, it's going to be a crazy day.
You've really built it up, mate. Like, you could at least try and put some positive enthusiasm on. Because at the end of the day, every show is kind of shit, isn't it? Like, how often do you actually watch a TV show and you thought afterwards, actually, that was really worth me watching that? Normally, like, when you're watching TV, the next day, you don't really remember watching that TV show. You just remember, oh, yeah, it was comfortable. It was comfortable at the time. Because, they believed that, you know, they were providing entertainment, but, you know, wasn't my cup of tea. Let's let them decide. We don't decide for them, is what I'm trying to say, Max.
And you're moaning at me for not providing positive energy.
Yeah, I'm just saying that we should make it feel like they're in the wrong for not thinking this is the best goddamn entertainment system in their ear you can find anywhere on the internet.
Well, I think we're pretty damn good, and we've got some good news coming up, and we're going to have a good day.
Solid news, yeah. Good days. Good days all round. That'd be nice.
Let's get to work.
Yes, please. Man with five rings stuck on his penis dials 999 asking to be freed by firefighters.
We've all been there.
Yep.
Wow.
It doesn't go into any context of what rings, if it was just a circle shape or the jewellery rings. I'm assuming jewellery rings.
Yeah, that would make more sense.
In that case, he's splashing it out, because obviously he's not borrowing his wife's jewellery.
He might be.
I don't know what situation there'd be in where you'd be like, all right, love, can I borrow your rings? What are you going to do with them?
Stick them on my knob.
Stick them on your knob.
Actually, I don't think you'd say that. I think you'd just take them.
Well, no, nothing. Just go and toilet.
Want to have a quick look at it? Is that all right? Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Go on, Barry. Borrow my ring. Wow. I love the fact that he asked to be freed.
Yeah, to be freed.
For them to be cut off. It sounds like he's under some sort of spell.
Yeah, but this article just goes on about how basically the police and the emergency services are complaining about people calling up and time wasting. Apparently they had 10,000 non-emergency calls from the service in the past 4 years, like one of which is someone asking if they could warm their baby milk for them and stuff like that. But really? It doesn't go any more into the penis situation. Like, that is an emergency.
That's news.
But how is that not an emergency?
But how do you get into that situation?
Oh, it's not talking about getting in the situations. It's talking about how we got out of it. He could be still in his position. It doesn't tell me in the story. And, all I'm doing is advertising for the emergency services right now.
Well, it's done a good job because it's got your attention.
You know, but I just feel for this man. I don't care about time wasting the emergency services. I don't care if they don't get to a burning building time. There's a man out there with five rings on his penis, and he either needs a handshake or a bit of help. A bit of lube.
I think a bit of lube. That's probably what he needs.
But also, now I'm thinking about how small rings are.
Yeah.
Like, they fit on your finger.
Sometimes not even that.
Yeah, and now it. I don't want to think about it. Anyway, you can think about it back at home, guys, and you know, draw some pictures of it. Show your parents.
Send them in.
Show your parents, yeah. Send them in, send them to Father Christmas, you know, Christmas spirit and all that.
How'd you go about cutting off those rings? Like, surely they'd be so tight, like, there's no way.
It's not worth thinking about. The story doesn't go there. You know, we're just going to keep on trucking.
I hope he's all right now.
Keep on trucking, Max.
I don't think you can truck when... I mean, five rings. Did he not learn his lesson with the first one?
On
the first four.
Trucking. Well, once you've got one on, you might as well go the rest of the way.
Why? I don't... No, I disagree completely.
Come on. You should... Come on.
You maybe he put them on when he was flaccid, and then suddenly, bam, saw something he liked the look of, and that was when he realised they were stuck.
Blokes are competitive. It was probably two of them.
Yeah, the other guy had four.
Yeah.
And he could.
And that was just okay, but five, that's just too much.
He didn't quite have the length to go five. Which is okay. It doesn't matter.
Motion of the ocean, mate. Motion of the ocean. Yeah, I'm ready.
Fan sleeps with cardboard cutout of her favourite celebrity every night.
Yeah. Biebs.
Say again?
Biebs.
Biebs. It is. Yeah. Justin Bieber. This is the world's biggest believer.
See, this is what I don't understand about Justin Bieber fans now. Because Justin Bieber fans, the believers would be like younger girls, because that's what the target audience was with his albums, because that's where they make the most money. You know, the prepubescent teenage girls.
That's where we make our most money.
Yeah. And, for that industry. That's a different industry, though. However, now, he's taken a different direction. So, all these believers before, are they believers now? Do we know this?
I don't know. I think they still are.
Because if you went to a Justin Bieber concert, you know, say about 2 years ago, I'm telling you, there would be no teenage boys there unless, you know, they keep in touch with their childhood.
Yes, childhood.
So, or they're there with their little sister, you know?
Yeah.
But, the majority would be just parents with their children having a bad time and the children crying. Now, it's going to be like teenage boys, like in like 20s or as well, like being, yeah, tunage. And what about the little girls? Will they still be there? Because they were there before. They liked Bieber before it was cool.
I think he's changed his music. His music sort of moved on a little bit.
Yeah, it has moved on a bit. So that's like, has the fans moved on, or are they still, like, I need to do a survey.
I think he's moved on with the fans, so that he's still aiming at the same people that were believers back in the day, and it's now, those people have now moved on, and he's moved on, so they still like him, sort of thing.
Yeah, but One Direction's gone, Justin Bieber's gone, who have they got to idolise? So who's about? What's the boy band of now?
Justin Bieber's not gone, what are you talking about?
No, like, I mean...
The old Justin Bieber.
For the younger female democratic.
One Direction will be back.
Mum, do you mind? Jesus Christ.
But on a serious note, this girl changed her name so that she can pretend she's married to him. She is now called Gabrielle Newton Bieber. It's a double-barreled surname.
So she's still a fan? Like, is she, like, do you know, have you talked to this bird? And have you been like, oh, so what do you think of this new tune? Sorry, do you think it's a tunage or not?
Well, I'll tell you how much of a fan she is, alright?
Email her.
She has 6 tattoos, all inspired by Justin Bieber. One of which is a little key which says Never Say Never, which of course is his famous song. She literally has her wall covered in pictures. Her boss at work now just calls her Justin. She hasn't ever had a boyfriend because she believes that the only person for her is Justin Bieber. She also owns every record, DVD, perfume, nail polish and makeup that Justin's ever sort of like authorised. Wow. So,
this girl, you think that she might have a bit of obsessive mental something going on there, like a little brain hiccup.
I think, yeah, it's a big brain hiccup.
Okay. Okay.
It's a serious problem.
Yeah, it's a serious problem. I mean, he's a sexy lad. However, he's a singer, not a songwriter. So when people get that his lyrics written on his arm, that's not anything to do with Justin Bieber. Yeah, he said it, but someone thought it.
Maybe they just like the look of him, you know?
Oh. Yeah, no, what I'm just saying is there's models out there with prettier faces, and there's probably a few people with... I mean, obviously, he can sing, but personally, I'm not a fan of his voice. Anyway, so all I'm saying is these sweet beats by Justin Bieber, which everyone is raving on about, they're only good songs because of the people who wrote the songs. Like, I think that Skrillex wrote one of them and some other people. However, it was them who made a song. And they could have got any singer to sing over the top of it. But I don't know why Justin Bieber's got his name to it. So these are known as Justin Bieber's product, you know?
Yeah.
But when they could have just really got anyone to sing over it. But so why are we idolising Justin Bieber over this album? Yeah, it's probably a good album, but it's not Justin Bieber's album.
Well, I'm going to come back with that, with the fact that on one side of her ribs, she has the word Bieber tattooed on with Believe on the other. She has a tattoo of Justin Bieber, something to do with Justin Bieber, underneath her left breast.
Truth is, I'm fine with that, because personally I have a tattoo for Biffy Clyro, so.
But it's not of, like, his face or anything like that.
Simon Neil's face? That's my next tattoo.
Please, no. I think that'd be... That's too much. I mean, the one you've got now, I like that. It's simple, you know? Nothing complicated about it.
Yeah, I like it.
Just a simple puzzle piece.
Oh, it's lovely. It's lovely.
But I think when you have six tattoos of one celebrity, it becomes a bit too much. I mean, she's spending a lot of money on this.
Like, remember, who was it before? You know, it's always been a thing, you know?
No. But,
you know, that guy. You know, there's always, it's always that guy, you know? We're going to be in the next ones. Soon there'll be tattoos of, like, Max and Caleb and on the ball. Like, all across their body, you know. People will go MAGA, and the first thing they'll think about getting on their butt is on the ball.
I'd find that weird, personally. I wouldn't want my face on anyone's body.
On one cheek. And your face on the other cheek.
And our fingers are just over the butthole.
Yeah, we're pointing towards it.
The orifice. The chasm of doom.
Mm-hmm.
I'd find that weird.
I'd agree too today.
I think Justin Bieber finds it weird that people like him this much. Maybe he's used to it, maybe, I don't know. But personally, if it was me, I'd kind of be scared.
Well, yeah, he's got, like, bodyguards around him all the time, mate.
However... Anyway,
it's hard life for a minute. It's hard life.
I'm going to move on because she's freaking me out.
Okay, mate. You
banging.
The age British kids stop believing in Santa is revealed, and it's earlier than you think. What
Six.
Age, mate? Six.
Well, early, that's earlier that. Than I think.
What, you think it's... To be honest, I thought six was a bit old.
Well, you got to think how, you know, do kids even think about it that much, you know?
Yeah, kids start talking by the age of, like, three, don't they?
Normally a bit sooner than that.
They got, like, 3 years, like, yeah, they got, like, 3 or 4 years to bait this little Justin Bieber malarkey. But the thing is, it's quite interesting, what I find. I'm trying to make my thing work, but it's not working very well. Okay. A third of British children stop believing in Father Christmas by the age of six.
Yes.
But play along to keep their parents happy.
Aww.
It's good. Nice, isn't it? Apparently they do it to stop their mum and dad getting sad, and it's also, you know, they believe they safeguard extra presents if they play along with it.
Oh, so they're really just trying, they're thinking of themselves, to be honest,
yeah.
Aren't they?
So they fake the surprise, they do the mince pie, they do all the tradition, all that. They pretend
the carrots and the milk.
Yeah, no, I played along as well, I think. I think my parents knew I didn't believe in Father Christmas. I we always I was you know I was always on their case. I was always on the case, but we still do the tradition. I mean, I still put a little carrot out.
Yeah,
Do
for a little
you?
reindeer.
Yeah, just in case a reindeer pops down, don't you?
Little bit of milk.
Mince pie, bit of brandy for Mr. Christmas.
Hey, can't drink and drive.
He doesn't do. It's just the reindeers do all the work. Jesus Christ.
You said one third of children stop believing in Father Christmas by the age of six. So what about the other two thirds?
They didn't believe in Christmas in the first place. I don't know, mate. It doesn't say. It's just a stupid article, that stupid thing. However, it does make a really good point here. Are you ready for me to find it? Well, they're saying that children find out from, they think they find out from older friends or older siblings, which is
Yeah.
obviously the real reason you find out a lot of things. So that's where I learned how babies came from, probably. However, also, you have to remember, like, kids at the age of like six know how to use the internet. So apparently, a lot of them just Googled, "Is Santa real?"
Oh, what an innocent Google search.
Yeah, they just Googled that, and that's it. The magical Christmas is ruined.
Oh, but that's a
Apparently,
shame.
we feel bad about this.
The
Do I feel
internet
bad about
ruins
it?
everything.
You know, but still, like, did they believe in the Easter Bunny as well? Like,
I don't know if I ever.
then they're going to start Googling, "Is God real?" And then they're just going to find the worst part of the internet. And it's just not. Oh. It's
There's a lot
just.
of bad parts of the internet, pal. You can't protect them forever.
Yeah, they just have to scroll down to a comment section on any article of any YouTube video of anything. They'll just. Where people can be anonymous and just talk to other people. And Star Wars comes out. The internet has been a freaking nightmare.
To be fair, I haven't found any spoilers for Star Wars
No,
yet.
seriously?
I'm not looking for them, so I haven't found them.
People just do it in the most blatant ways. Like, people just make Facebook posts just saying a spoiler. And it's like, no, you just automatically read stuff and you see it and you're like, well, why does that person need to do that? Like, why do
Yeah.
people spoil movies? And also, I was working in a club, working
Oost,
in the
oost,
cloakroom.
oost, 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 oost.
Yeah, just, having a good time. And someone's like, "Oh, I just saw Star Wars." I was like, "Oh yeah, I saw it too. It was really good." And someone went, "Oh, don't ruin anything. I haven't seen it yet." And then obviously a drunken guy in the background just drops like a major spoiler down, and they think they're hilarious. So basically, don't walk around public or go anywhere where there's drunken people if you want to avoid spoilers.
That's what's wrong with this world.
Yeah,
Spoilers.
because I saw it on the first. I saw it on the first day. Me, two chums. And to be honest, like, we're not hardcore Star Wars fans. Like, I don't even know how we got tickets for the first day. I thought it'd be some rush where people, because I heard things like people watching it at weird times of the night and all that, even the next day. But we've got like 6:30 p.m., so that ideal viewing time, and we managed to easily get a seat. Like, I don't get it. But yeah, so when we were walking around afterwards, we were like discussing it, we're all excited, and then we just realised that everyone around us hadn't seen it. And you feel like with this information, you hold great power, and it's your duty to protect people,
What comes with great power, Caleb?
Great responsibility.
Thank you. I was
But there's
slightly
some
worried
people
you
that
weren't gonna.
abuse it.
I was worried you weren't gonna get it.
Yeah, so that's another thing I hate about this world. And yeah, it's just been just a bit of a groan fest, really, this podcast. A bit tired, just a bit tired.
Bit
I'm back
pooped.
home, not in Swansea, just recording off a tablet.
And the connection is bad, so anyone who noticed the slight glitches with our voices, that is the reason.
Yep.
Can only
So, quality
apologize.
podcast, quality podcasts all around.
Shall I try and cheer you up?
Yep.
All right. Just after this little ditty. Caleb, do you like QI?
Big fan.
Big fan of QI?
Yep, I love it.
Then you are gonna love their new book.
Oh.
Their new book, which consists of 1,234 random facts.
They've released a QI book before. Is this actually a new book?
maybe it's a new book, maybe it's the first one, but it's literally just packed full of weird and wonderful facts.
Love it.
You want a fact, yeah?
Hit me, I love it.
Okay. There is a village.
Do it in a TY style, so you ask me a question and I have to answer it.
Alright, there is a village in Russia where every single person knows how to what?
Walk.
You're so close.
Guess. Crawl.
A word in front of walk.
A word in front of.
Come on. You can
a
do
word.
It.
A word. Jaywalk.
No. Everyone can jaywalk. That's no talent. There's a village in Russia where everyone knows how to tightrope walk.
Tightrope walk? Oh.
Yeah.
Well, so it'd be like in the mountains or something, and they have to get from one place to another without a bridge.
More or less, you know, I mean, it's a big thing, isn't it, really, tightrope walking when you're trying to cross mountains without a bridge?
Yeah.
Okay, next question. The Big Bang was quieter than a what?
Come on. An explosion.
No, a Motorhead concert. There you go. Bet you didn't know that.
Yeah, but it depends on the Motorhead concert. What if they did a quiet Motorhead concert?
Well, don't ruin it, man. Just accept it.
And also an explosion, I was technically right, because a loud explosion is probably the same loudness as a loud Motorhead concert.
Yeah, you're ruining it.
Oh, sorry. Okay, thanks. Carry on. That's actually quite quiet.
Okay. Kim Jong-un is the only person in North Korea. What? Who what?
The only person in North Korea. Yes! Jesus Christ.
You alright?
Sorry, it was my mum at the door. She was asking if I want that from the Indian, and I had a mouth balty, and then she asked, balty? And I went, balty. And she went, balty. And I was like, yes. And then I freaked out. Being home is just the worst.
Right,
so
okay.
What's the question?
Kim Jong-un is the only person in North Korea who is what?
Who is the leader of North Korea?
He's the only person in North Korea who is called Kim Jong-un.
Hmm.
But he didn't know that.
I think I've heard something about that before, actually.
How many songs on Spotify have never been played?
Well, the person who put the song on Spotify, normally they listen to it themselves.
Well, some of them haven't.
So I'm taking it's bigger than 20.
Yes.
I'm going to say 20,000.
4 million.
What?
Yeah, 4 million songs.
On Spotify?
If we were a song.
Is it dupes, though? It could just duplicates, because people, like, there's like two songs are the same. This one's going to get played, one's not.
Maybe that's why, maybe it's not.
Hmm. Could be dupes.
I don't think it is, though.
No, don't think. Okay, that's fine. You agree to disagree. It's cool.
Anyway, dolphin's milk is as thick as toothpaste. Did you know that?
Dolphin milk?
Yes.
I didn't even know dolphins had milk.
Neither do I. But here's the big one. What kills more people than terrorists?
Cancer.
Okay. There's a lot of things which kill more people than terrorists.
Yeah.
Guess something you wouldn't expect.
Sharks.
No.
I think sharks would probably kill less than terrorists.
You're close on the water theme.
England. America.
No, the water theme was close.
Water thing? Baths.
Yes.
Thank you.
Baths kill more people than terrorists.
That's because most people have access to a bath. Not everyone has access to terrorists.
Well, I
guess if we were around terrorists just as much as we're around baths, we'd probably get killed off by the terrorists. No.
Well, no, I just don't know how you get killed by a bath.
You know, drown.
Oh, I suppose. Then it should be drowning baths.
Yeah.
I don't think...
It's actually really tragic.
Okay, Americans eat how many slices of pizza every second? So collectively, all the Americans.
Together, every second?
Every second.
How do they, like, come up with this data?
No idea. I guess they go on how many pizzas are sold a day. Don't
that
know.
A square mile and times it.
Yeah.
Okay. I am going to guess 2 million.
Jesus, no. A second.
Oh, sorry. 3 million.
Oh.
No, 10,000.
350 slices of pizza every second.
150?
350.
I'm underwhelmed.
But think of it, man. Literally, just... Like, that's so many pizzas. That's crazy.
I could probably do that.
No. 350 pizzas, pizza slices a second.
You underrate me. That's the word I wasn't looking for.
Okay, I'm going to read you one more.
One more? All right. Make it a good one.
After 6 months monitoring two suspected Chinese spy drones invading their airspace in 2013, the Indian Army discovered they were Jupiter and Venus. Wow.
Oh, so they thought they'd been spied on, but then it
turned
just
out to be planets.
They were just planets.
Yep. The biggest planet in our solar system.
Well, every night I see this fella who keeps staring at me through my window. Keeps keeping me up through the night. It's called the moon.
The
moon.
You should file a police report about that.
Yeah. It called? A little, one of those things where they can't come in my proximity. So I'm not going on the moon anytime soon. That's all I'm saying. I used to want to be an astronaut, but now I'm not going to be an astronaut. Do we want to talk about that, Max? I don't want to talk about it. Thank you.
What are you going to be instead of an astronaut? I mean, realistically, you can't be much else.
Yeah, I haven't really actually got much else going for me.
This podcast definitely ain't going to lead to a full-time thing.
Yeah, that's it. I'm just going to stick to our sweet ads. Obviously, QI was our ad for the day. So if Stephen Fry wants to give us money, my pockets are open to it. But yeah, so... obviously, I do a degree of maths, and no, maths is alright, but I'm not going to be a maths genius anytime soon. So, anyway, anyone want to hire me?
No.
No? Okay. Thanks.
Thanks. Well, that was a short show.
Was it?
Yeah, it was really short. I think.
Why do you sound so solemn when you say everything?
I don't know. I feel like sad about it.
You make me feel like crying.
It's the end of the show. I'm pretty sad, you know, recording's finished.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah, I won't see you for another week.
Won't talk to you for another week. Won't hear your sweet voice.
Yeah.
Actually, I'll probably see you on Tuesday.
You're going to be hearing my voice all weekend, actually, when you edit this.
Oh. Anyway, to everyone listening, give it a like.
I love
you. Liked it. Comment if you got something to say, or email us.
Did you read the email from the Agony Aunt?
No.
You're not going to read it?
No. You do really? It. Go on.
No, I've already read it. I think it'd be better if you read it.
Okay, so email us at onthesphere@hotmail.com.
Beautiful.
Yeah, if you like, just give us a like.
Do it in much more of a sweet tone, like you're Barry White.
onthesphere@hotmail.com.
Oh,
is that what you wanted?
That was nice, yeah. Now just do the podcast, all the podcasts like that in the future, and we're golden.
Hello, welcome to On The Balls Podcast. I don't like it.
I love it.
Yeah, well you would.
I'll give something on it. Anyway, goodbye, mate.
Yeah, well that was short and sweet, that goodbye, wasn't it? No love. Go on, see you later. Piss off.
Me? Oh, okay, bye.